590 WKZO does the trifecta. It's Roger and me. Be a good name for a movie, you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to talk to somebody about that.
It could take place, say, in Michigan.
Yeah, there you go. All right, congratulations to all of our winners. Dwayne, Peter, Michael, Gary, and Clint via the texting route, and Kim and Deb via the old school route. They are all going to see City of Bones, courtesy of Celebration Cinema and 590 WKZO. So, congratulations.
Apparently, City of Bones is a book as well.
Is it really? I did not know that.
I did not either.
Huh. Well, congratulations. You guys are all going to go see the movie. All right, you ready for some more?
More.
We got more tickets, man. I'm telling you. I said I got 33 pairs of passes. We're going to blow them out today. All right, here we go. This is going to be via texting, 80373. You text the magic word, which I'll give you in a minute, and your name. and now these tickets you may be winning for your children, possibly. The movie is One Direction, This Is Us. It's kind of a documentary movie about the boy group from, I think if they're from Australia, I'm not sure. One Direction?
Don't know them.
My daughter likes them, I know that. But anyway, One Direction, This Is Us, this is the movie. There's six pairs of tickets up for, six pairs of passes up for grabs. What you want to do is just text the word one, O-N-E, and your name, first and last. If you'd like to win those possibly for your children, grandchildren, or whatever, if you want to go see One Direction, who knows? Maybe somebody out there wants to see it.
If your route home from work takes you going down Southwest Niche, say right by the root beer stand just north of Kilgore, plan on it taking you a lot longer to go home this afternoon.
Not good. What's going
There's
on?
Been a traffic accident there, and everybody is being squeezed into one lane. It's a giant pain. And so avoid Southwest Niche for a while if you want to get home in time for dinner.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. So, again, 80373, text the word one, O-N-E, and your first and last name. And if you haven't won yet today, then you can win passes to go see One Direction. This is us. So, all right. You ready, Raj?
Yes.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You know why I'm playing this music?
We've got a conspiracy.
Yeah, and I'm generating it.
The conspiracy rumor starts here?
Yep. Starts here. You know
you're making it up?
I'm making it up. It's my idea, and you can't say any that it isn't. You can't. This is mine and my. And I would I be willing to bet that there have been other people who have thought about this? Okay. Here is my idea for the conspiracy. You know all about the situation surrounding the Medicaid expansion.
Yeah.
The fact that the Medicaid expansion is being held up because, first Randy Richardville decided that he wanted a majority to vote for it to go to the floor. House had already voted on it. Then a couple of other Republicans come along, okay, and have come up with other ideas for this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are three plans, I think, that are now in the works for this particular thing. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I'm saying that the Republicans are doing this on purpose.
No.
That they have colluded together.
No.
That their plans may be different, but they all got together and decided this was going to be the way they were going to stretch this out and teach the governor a lesson.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay. Republicans conspiring against Republicans.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
I like where this is going.
I bet you do. Now, here's my theory on this, okay? They have had long enough to talk about all of these plans and everything like that. They're just enough difference that it's going to take some time to hammer out talking about figuring out what's going to do what, when, why, and how they're going to be able to get these things and then figure out one. Okay, well,
and it's
October
going to be
1st,
hard to do that in a timely manner.
Yeah, I would believe so, yeah. October 1st is kind of the drop-dead date for us to figure this out. And it's my understanding, I think, and again, I'm just pointing the finger, okay? I'm just saying. I'm taking a page out of my friend Jay's book.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. that I think this is, and you're going to have, it's going to be hard to prove it, but I think this may have been a deliberate effort on the part of the GOP to extend this out to make the governor look bad.
And so you're saying that the Republicans would allow 500,000 Michiganders to go without health insurance just to teach the fellow Republican governor a lesson?
I don't think that even they would stoop that low.
No, but that's what you're saying here, that they're deliberately confusing this to make it complicated. And, you know, in general, Republicans have been working studiously to try to make sure 50 million Americans don't have health insurance.
Now, when I'm doing this, okay, I'm saying this full well knowing that we have Republicans in our area.
We do?
Yes. State Senator Tanya Shoemaker, State Representative Margaret O'Brien, both of them Republicans.
They are?
And I'm going to absolve them because somehow I get the feeling they're not. I'm thinking more along the lines of Randy Richardville and the two state senators who have proposed different or differing. Okay? Now, I could be wrong here, but I'm saying that this could be collusion.
Hmm.
And that this collusion is going to end up, as you said, it's going to end up costing some taxpayers in the state of Michigan, unless they bring it right down to the wire. I don't know, Raj. I don't know. What do you think of my...
I think it plays into the Republican plan to keep 50 million Americans from getting health insurance.
Now, here's
and anything they can do to confuse, stall, delay, obstruct, that's their game plan. And I think this coming with three bills, they're not so much concerned about teaching Snyder a lesson as they are in making sure thousands of Michiganders don't get health insurance.
See, now I don't think, and again, this is my own opinion, okay, with this collusion. But I find it incredibly hard to believe that one party or members of one party are that cold-hearted that the main focus of this would be to deprive those people in the state of Michigan from some sort of health insurance. I may be cynical, but I'm not that cynical. That part I have a hard time with. Now, teaching the governor a lesson, yeah, I can understand that because they could teach the governor a lesson and still pass something at the last minute, maybe something different or something hashed out. But again, and maybe that's that Pollyanna streak that I have in me. I don't know, Raj, but I really believe that not even Republicans in the state of Michigan would be that cold-hearted.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
No. And I'm serious. I don't think they're that cold-hearted.
We disagree, my friend.
Well, I know, and we disagree quite a bit. But I just have a difficult time believing
why would Republicans
go out of their way to do that.
Why would Republicans try to repeal Obamacare? Not once, not twice, not thrice, but 40 times.
I think because they don't like it, but I don't think...
And they don't want it to happen.
Well, that may be, but I don't think they're doing it so they can deprive everybody of the chance for health insurance.
Well, that's what they're...
That may be the end game there,
yeah.
but I just...
So don't tell me they're not trying to do that intentionally.
I don't think they're trying to do it intentionally. Truth to tell, I really don't. But I don't know.
I think Jake agrees with you.
He agrees with me. Jake, can you believe that they would be that cold-hearted?
I think the fact that Roger's saying it like that is just completely irresponsible, and it gets my blood pressure up a little bit. To be honest, I don't think there's anybody out there that's sitting in a little dark room twiddling their thumbs, You know, just, God, how can I deny 50 million people their health insurance? Man,
Jake, why don't the Republicans have a replacement alternative if they don't like Obamacare? All they want to do is repeal Obamacare. They've got no positive agenda.
It's a monstrosity.
But they've got no plan for the alternative. They just want to stop it.
Step one would be to stop what people on your, even people on your side of the party have called on record a train wreck, and all the unions that are going up all up in arms because they're worried about this stuff.
Where's the Republican plan, Jake? Describe it to me. Give me a hint of what the Republicans want to do.
I kind of agree. I don't think that the Republicans really have that plan.
They have no plan.
I think the option of, you know, putting a gun to your head and pulling the trigger is, you know, let's stop that first.
It's the law of the land, Jake.
It's the law of the land, except for businesses.
No, it's been delayed for them. Throat, it's still the law for them too, Jim.
Yeah. I'll say that I fully support any effort to defund this law that is really is going to be just nothing but, you know, more debt.
So does it bother you there are 50 million uninsured Americans? And do you have any ideas on what to do for those people? Give me one clue.
Just I don't think anybody an idea. Really does. You know what? And Jake, I'm going to throw something out there because, excuse me, I think that that it probably, you probably would agree with us. I have not seen anything come down the pike politically for a long, long time that I thought would ever approach the level of acrimony that abortion produces until the Affordable Health Care Act came through.
This generates
the same kind of buttonheads. I
want to ask Roger's opinion. Do you think Obamacare, and I'm not arguing, I mean, do you think Obamacare is going to lessen the debt? Do you think Obamacare is the viable answer? It was something that was passed in the middle of the night.
Jake, the deficit is fixing itself. Look how the deficit is plummeting. Not because Republicans are doing anything, but
we went over 17 trillion. It was 16 trillion, and then I don't think an extra $1 trillion with a T, not a B.
Jake, get back to the real world for a minute. The deficit is shrinking all by itself. And yes, Obamacare, when it reins in the costs of health care in this country to some extent, will help reduce the deficit. But the deficit is being fixed all by itself with no help except for the sequestration. That was the one idea Republicans had, was sequestration.
I've looked at the deficit recently, and I've seen it get larger. I don't see how that's fixing itself.
You're wrong, Jake. You are incorrect.
Well, see, but I want to see numbers on both sides. I'm going to have to look it up on the internet and see if I can come up with it.
But let's get back to the topic. The deficit was not what we were talking about here.
It has nothing to do with
health care, Jake.
You say Republicans want to all deny 50 million Americans health insurance. I don't want to proceed with this law with 50 million Americans get health insurance, and oh my God, we're in a much bigger mess, you know, because we're this much larger in debt. And let me tell you, I work for a private company, and it's not a union. But let me say, I'm fortunate enough to have health insurance, and my big fear is the fact that this 40% Cadillac tax is going to adversely affect me. As a working man who goes to work sometimes 7, 14, 21 days in a row.
And Jake, you're putting your interest ahead of the millions of people who have no health insurance. That's your right. You can do that too. And the Republicans represent your perspective because they're trying to make sure 50 million people don't get health insurance so you can have yours.
And so you should
vote Republican.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous. I don't apologize for wanting to keep mine and so somebody else can have theirs.
It's certainly your right, Jake.
Jake, we got to let you go because we got to get to a break, but we appreciate it. Thank you very much. See, I still agree with him when it comes to whether or not the Republicans are deliberately going out of their way to say no. I cannot fathom any of the four, even though they're useless right now because they're not doing anything. 535 members of Congress. I have a hard time understanding how anybody could have that cold a heart. That's just me, but that's tough. So Jerry's going to have to carry over until the break. Also, coming up after the break, your chance to win passes.
More tickets?
More passes, yeah.
Ooh.
590 WKZL. It is the trifecta. Roger and me hanging out. More passes to give away here in a few minutes. We had a text. Roger, please tell me when the guarantees of this country are life, liberty, and free health care. I don't think we've ever said free.
No.
Just affordable.
And through insurance. Nobody's passing out free health insurance.
No.
I don't know.
My comment, and somebody did say, I think most Republicans are cold-hearted. I'm saying, well, you know, that's your opinion. I have a hard time believing that they, I mean, that may be an indirect way, but I really don't think people get up in the morning from the Republican Party, and the first thing out of their head, the thing that pops into their head is, how can I screw the American public?
No, there's
today?
Many Republicans who actually believe in trickle-down, and that they believe sincerely in their hearts that it works.
Oh, well,
that if you make rich people richer, eventually some of the money will fall out of their pockets and get down to the peasants. And I believe there are people who believe that sincerely.
Now I can understand that, but I just don't think that they're trying to deny that many people.
No, I think they don't care.
Healthcare.
No, I think I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's they just don't care.
I have a hard time believing that. I really do. Jerry, how you doing? Thanks for holding, by the way.
No problem. I'm so glad I had the break because I was able to wrap my head with duct tape after listening to what Roger was saying. My goodness.
So you've got your head together, huh?
Are you insane? I swear. I work for a small business. We just had our monthly or yearly benefits meeting. I don't see how it's affordable when my insurance premiums went up 37% this year.
That has nothing to do with Obamacare. That
it
has to do with
Obamacare.
Medical care in this country is the most expensive in the world, and we have done a very poor job of making it cost-effective in this country. And
no,
the fact
I'm
medical
sorry.
care costs are running amok at more than double the rate of inflation is a problem this country has that most countries do not.
This is like the biggest bullcrap I've ever heard, I swear. I have been without insurance, and I have had to go up to people and say, hey, I'm paying cash. When you tell a doctor you're paying cash for their service, guess what? Usually the cost goes way down because they don't have to deal with all the crap with the insurance company. That's a fact.
Because there's many doctors who have a conscience, and they're not going to refuse to treat an ill person for lack of money.
See, but I'm not so sure Jerry's
not
so
even
wrong.
True.
How do you know that?
Because there's got to be built-in costs that physicians and medical providers have because of what they have to deal with insurance.
Absolutely.
If we
go to a single-payer system, which is what we should have done, instead of Obamacare, we could have cut that out. But Republicans wanted this.
We'll be just like England there, where people are drinking water out of the planters because they can't get a drink. Are you kidding me?
Well,
you live in such a narrow world, Roger.
You
talk about the deficit. No, Jim, stop. Well, you talk about the deficit.
Hey, Jerry, you don't call here and tell us to stop talking. You're on the phone.
You just
told Jim to be quiet, and you don't call here and tell one of us to be quiet.
Well, because you
Now go ahead and say your thing.
You're talking about the deficit.
The deficit is dropping like a rock.
Roger, have you noticed? And I'm probably sure you haven't because you really live in the fantasy.
Don't be insulting here, Jerry.
That the deficit clock has stopped for 87 days. Yet the U.S. government continues to issue bonds, T-bills, to buy debt, to finance its debts. Now, how does the deficit clock stop and yet we still continue to issue bonds.
Because bonds have expiration dates, and they have to be refinanced. There's a rolling process,
debt.
Jerry. Now, yeah, Jerry, don't be calling here and spreading your bullcrap. You don't know what you're talking about.
I think you guys just agree to disagree because this is what happens when you get both sides together. You believe one thing, he believes another.
Well, he's saying stuff that's not true.
Well, not true to you, but it might be true to the Republicans.
No, it's not true in the real world. The deficit is dropping.
But there's going to be somebody, Roger, who will come out and they'll tell you that you're wrong, and they can prove you wrong by statistics. And you know what we say about statistics, you know, lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yeah.
I understand it, but this is the kind of, like I told you, I don't think I have seen an issue that divides America like this one since abortion came along. And it's going to continue to happen and the problem is we just don't know what's going to happen because we've never had this kind of implementation of a program before. So, you know, it's like, well, I could say to both sides and say, look, nobody knows what's going to happen to this because we haven't had to deal with this size of a program before.
We heard the same kind of criticisms from Republicans when Medicare began. We heard the same kinds of bullcrap from Republicans when Social Security started. The sky is always falling in a Republican world.
Well, not always, but you would think,
that's,
huh?
They're in crisis mode all the time.
But that's your perception. If you talk to them, they'll tell you they're not. And that's part of the fun. So, you know, it's part of the fun.
Jerry shouldn't call here and tell you to shut up.
I was, you know, I'll be nice. Because I told, didn't I hang up on Chris one time and I shouldn't have?
Yeah.
And I yelled at him.
Well, we're all people.
I know.
But he called us and then told you to shut up.
I know. I think he just said quiet. So, hey, speaking of fun, are you ready to have some more fun there, Hot Fingers?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'm telling you, we're blowing these tickets out like crazy. All right, so this particular movie is called World's End. World's End.
Do you know what that's about?
The World's End.
Oh, who would have thought that?
I don't know. So here we go. We have three pairs of tickets to give away via the texting line, 80373. What you want to type in is END, E-N-D, your first and last name. Please be someone who has not won yet today. Oh, by the way, for the other tickets, it was a family affair. I just wanted to let you know. One Direction, this is us. Jan, Krista, Diane all won. And then Donna, Chelsea, and Mike, I believe, are from the same family, possibly. But you know what? What the heck? Let's have some fun. And they all won. So congratulations to Jan, Krista, Diane, Donna, Chelsea, and Mike, who all pick up tickets for One Direction. Now, if you type in END and your first and last name, one of three sets of tickets to go see World's End will be yours. And if right now you call Roger at 382-4280, caller number, say, 3.
Okay.
Three or four?
Three,
okay.
And Jerry and Jake can both call.
Oh, of course.
And if they're number three, they win.
Yes. We're an equal opportunity winner place here. So we're going to go old school for one pair. One pair, caller 384-2280 or 1-877-382-4280. And if you type in END and your first and last name and you have not won yet today, you have a chance to win tickets to the World's End, courtesy of Celebration Cinema and 590 WKZL, CBS News, local news. Coming up next, it is the trifecta. Welcome to the trifecta, 590 WKZO. It is Roger, it is Jim. It's a Thursday afternoon, and it's the last official show of the week because we have baseball tomorrow, 12:40. All right, so you want the good news or the bad news, Raj?
Well, let's start with good news.
All right, the good news is Bob, Joe, Will, and Julie all won passes to go see World's End.
Okay.
Now, the bad news.
Okay.
I did not know. See, let me backtrack a little bit here. When you type something in to 80373, whether it be gas, whether fuel, you know, it's fuel, weather, traffic, scores, news, lunch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was my understanding that when if you wanted to stop an alert, you typed in stop.
That would make sense.
Apparently, that is not just the case.
Oh.
If you type the word end, END,
mm-hmm.
even if you type your name in, let me tell you what it shows. It says, you have been removed from all alerts. So anybody who texted the word end.
Not just the winners,
but those who didn't win, and your name, you're going to have to go back through your phone and pick and choose which alert you want to resubscribe to.
Ah, crap.
And I am incredibly sorry about that. I am. I really am. I did not know. By the way, we got a text that said I'm on your side, Roger.
I got a couple of calls that said they were on my side, okay. too.
I'm really sorry beyond belief. I am. I did not know that end would take you completely off the roster for everything.
Yeah, you would have thought it was stop.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was stop, but apparently end will do it too. I did not know that.
Jim, you know the only people who don't make mistakes are people who aren't doing much.
Yeah, apparently.
And you do a lot around here, so it's just nature. You're going to make an error.
From the bottom of my heart, I apologize. Seriously. I'm sorry for those of you who typed in end and your name. Congratulations to our winners.
At least the turkey
drop. But
our winners,
Bob, Joe, Will, and Aunt Julie. Well, no, not Julie, because she did it old school.
Yeah.
But Bob, Joe, and Will are going to have to go back through their phones again and re-text in whatever ones they want. Now, is this a good time to shake out, do a shakeout cruise and pick and choose which ones you want? Oh, yes. So maybe it will work out to your advantage.
At least you didn't drop turkeys.
No. Yeah. From a helicopter?
Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
I thought turkeys could fly.
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. So anyway, my sincere apologies to those of you who tried to win World's End passes and not only did not win, but also knocked off all the alerts from us here at Midwest. So I'm sorry. I am.
Yeah.
I am sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Sincere apologies.
Yeah. Roger.
Yes.
Have you ever experimented with Sirius XM?
Yeah, I did for a while.
Okay.
I found it pricey.
It is kind of pricey, but I'm enjoying it.
Do you?
Truthfully, I get a 3-month free.
Yeah, but you never hear weather or traffic or.
That's why I can hit my band button and I can go back to 590 KZO and hear everything I want.
That's why we're here.
So that's right.
And I had it before I could put my playlists on my tablet and take it with me everywhere, including my car.
Sirius XM has more than 25 subscribers. They're going to venture into.
They have 25 subscribers?
25 million.
Oh.
25 million.
Oh.
Over 25 million.
No wonder they had financial problems when they only got 25 listeners.
25 million. Over 25 million. They are going to rebrand a political talk channel for those who lean in your direction, to the left.
Oh.
Liberals. Progressives, basically. It's called Sirius XM Progress. It debuted last month, and it features an afternoon call-in show. It features a new morning show, an early evening show. But it's from a progressive point of view, and it's interesting because you don't find that many progressive shows on the radio, mainly because those shows have had a hard time gaining traction in a format that is traditionally geared towards the conservative.
Well, and I've even got a hypothesis on that's true.
Why is that?
Because progressives are an amalgamation of a number of interests. If you're an environmentalist, you're a progressive. If you're concerned about racism in the country, then you're a progressive. Progressives are a number of different constituencies versus being conservative, you're opposed to things.
Not always.
Well, but in general, you're opposed to things, and therefore it's much easier for them to have an interest and to agree when they hear something. But if you go on for an hour talking about racism in this country, all the tree huggers tune out.
Oh, really?
Well, over time, because that's not their interest.
Oh, okay.
And there's a much more diversity of not only skin color on the progressive side of the spectrum, but in interests on the progressive side of the political spectrum. And conservatives tend to agree a lot more on a lot more issues.
I'm going to be interested to see how this works, because I think they tried this once before and it didn't work. Thus the rebranding, you know, and bringing in, you know, some other.
And I'm saying I don't know that it'll work this time.
Yeah, that's, I just don't know. And if you remember the ill-fated attempt at Air America.
Yeah.
You know, that also didn't, it kind of went by the wayside as well. Actually, you know, conservatives are taking a beating now too. You know, two of their more vocal members of the conservative talk show community are under fire. And it was rumored that one of their biggest broadcasters, one of the biggest broadcasters, Cumulus Media, was going to drop them. I'm not mentioning them by name on purpose. But it was, and it still may happen for all we know.
But that's because listenership is leaving.
Well, and that's not what I'm saying.
Not that these companies have decided they don't want that political voice mm-hmm. on the air.
No.
If it was attracting listeners like it used to back when the Tea Party was a big fad, they would still be doing that. But the listeners are leaving.
Well, and
you know, radio is a numbers-driven business.
Industry. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. What I'm saying is that this is the first time that I believe conservative talk has taken this kind of a hit, where you've got you had once popular commentators who are leaving, or not leaving necessarily, but are losing audience. And that wasn't the case. The majority of talk shows are conservative in nature. And for a long, long, long time, there was no audience loss. The audience was there. But this is now something that they're not used to. They're, you know, and so I'm wondering if that helped fuel this a little bit and started you know, SiriusXM to thinking, well, let's see if it flies, you know, this time. But, and it's called Progress. SiriusXM Progress.
Want to bet? I'm betting this too fails.
I don't know.
And for what I described, is that the liberals or progressives are too diverse of a group to have a narrow cast right to their mm-hmm. interests, because they differ so much. It's a lot easier to communicate to conservatives.
Okay. Hi, Chris. You're up against a heartbreak. How do you do this?
I don't know.
It's got to be a skill.
I just want to know how Roger gets it so wrong.
The
conservatives are a very narrow group, apparently, that only concerns themselves with what? I don't know. I mean, we don't care about the environment. We don't care about race issues. We don't care about education. We don't want any of that stuff.
Right? And I agree with you.
Yeah, but I'm joking, and you're not. That's the difference. So, you know, and then...
Oh, well, Republicans care about education as long as they're cutting the budget for it.
No. We've been over this again and again and again.
And I know, and you don't change.
He's not gonna.
Right, I'm not changing. I'm telling you the truth. I have kids, and I want them educated. I have employees, and I wanted them educated. We all deal with the same things, how we get there. And your side believes that, you know, we should just spend endless amounts of money, even though the system fails.
And your side says, I got mine, screw everybody else.
Education. Don't get distracted. We're not talking about education. We're talking about talk radio and why the liberal side fails. And it isn't because there's such a diverse group of thinkers that, you know, I can't listen to.
It's not their interest. It's not they don't care. But some people are more interested in the environment than racism. That's all I'm saying.
Do you listen to Rush?
No.
No.
Do you listen to Glenn Beck?
No.
Hell no.
You don't listen to any conservative radio, do you?
I listen to Mark Levin once in a while.
Okay, well,
he's here, that's why.
I was asking Roger, because Roger's the guy with the...
But the thing is, Chris, why would he listen to conservative radio? Because he doesn't believe in that side
anyway. That's why I listened to Air America when Air America was on. Because if you want to understand the pathology of your opposition, you should listen to what they say.
Well, certainly the hosts you mentioned wear their pathologies on their shirt sleeves.
Sure, but you don't bother to listen to
a whole program, so you don't know what we talk about or what we listen to or what our interests are.
All I was explaining is why liberal progressive radio doesn't work as well as right-wing radio does, Chris.
I can give you my idea on why it doesn't. It's because every time I listen to Air America, which I cut out 2 hours a day to listen to Air America, and I listen to Mark Moran in the morning, and then occasionally I'd either get Janine Garofalo or Randy Rhoads. They are not fun to listen to, and they were not very nice people. And it's much more fun to listen to people.
And Glenn Beck is a nice person, hawking gold to poor people by making them paranoid.
So that's who I think is a fine, upstanding citizen. So when Fred Schultz hawks gold to fine, upstanding citizens, he's a hacker too, or is that that different because he's a liberal and he's a hacker too. Your book?
No. People who are trying to sell gold and food you can store forever to people that you try to make paranoid on your radio program, I got no time for.
So when Al Sharpton or Fred Schultz or any of those morons on the left, you know,
wait a minute,
morons on the left that you might be fans of, there, are you still there?
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds because then we got to go.
When they're espousing fear and hate, they're not bad people. They're just keeping it real. And when the conservatives are espousing hate and fear, they're degenerates, right?
No, I don't think so. I think Roger's called out Sharpton, and so have I.
Yeah,
I've called out Barack Obama.
Oh well, good. I mean. I believe you.
I think it's a case by case, but overall, yeah, you guys are always going to disagree. I think that's what's going to happen.
Have a good one, Chris.
Yeah, you guys are all, this two sides are always going to disagree. They really are.
Well, that's how democracy works.
I know, it is.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Well, you'd hope anyway. All right, Mr. Sports, grab your hat.
Okay.
All right. It is the Trifecta 590 WKZO. 590 WKZO wrapping up this edition of the Trifecta and the week for
me.
For you.
You have to work tomorrow. Yeah. You're full time. I'm just an old retired guy who stops by to do this.
Yes, this is true. Mr. Sports, we have two games tonight. One is, of course, the Tigers and the Royals, 6:40 airtime on 590 WKZO. So you can hear that one. And then over on the our sister station, 1660 The Fan, it's the Detroit Lions, 6:30 pregame on 1660 The Fan. They take on, I forget who it is. Hang on. I'll find out. I will. I promise. Take on at Cleveland.
And where are they in the standings?
There. It's an exhibition. It's no big deal.
Oh. So,
5 o'clock afternoon news is next. We will talk to you again on Monday. It is the Trifecta 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.